You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning. Welcome back, Dr. Jay Dene. And so today I want to talk a little bit about creating your plan A. And when you create your plan A, I want you to create it with you in mind. So I want to just share a few things that you might be able to think about as you plan your plan A with you in mind. So I want you to think about, as you approach your plan A, what is it that you want more of? And what is it that you want less of? So typically, life and its challenges creates the demand for how we respond. And when we have families, when we have work, we have friendships, and we have all the variables that come along with those things, a lot of times what we give our time to is dictated by what's going on there. That means that it's relative to what's happening in someone else's life or either what's happening at work. All that is fine. However, we have to make sure that it cannot continue to mean for us that we don't put ourselves on our schedule and to make us a part of our plan A. So with that said, I really want you to think about what is it that you want less of and be really, really honest here. In identifying it, it doesn't mean that you will eliminate it from your life altogether, but maybe you can kind of collapse it down a little bit. But just be honest. Be honest with respect to the fact that nobody else is going to see this. It's not going to hurt anyone else's feelings. So that means that if it's relative to your children, your husband, your boss, your mom, or whoever, just put it there. And then I want you to think about what you want more of. So these are things that really give you energy in life. And if you don't know what those things are, then you have got to start working with that to figure that out. But if you have an idea, just an idea, if you know that you love your morning walks when you get a chance, or you love being in nature, then you want more of that. If you know that you enjoy listening to a particular artist, like a musician, then you want more of that. If you enjoy laughing with friends and family, you want more of that. But identify that those things that you want more of. You typically hear people creating a bucket list, which is not a bad idea. I mean, it's really a good idea, actually. And if you want to approach it that way, then you can. For some people, it may be just a little too committal or in the box. So you can choose to do that or not. But it's a good way to get yourself structured and framed so that you know that you are working on the things that you want more of. I want you to consider the people, places, activities that you like to do or that you like to spend time with. And I want you to also think about your own development personally and professionally. Like, what is it that you really need more of? You know, if you're having complications with relationships, then you need some development there. So I don't want you to omit those as considerations. I want you also to think outside of the box with this. So we're leaders, and so we're expected to lead and to have particular dispositions as it relates to that. But I do want you to think outside the box personally. What is going to give you life? What is going to give you optimism? What's going to make you get up every morning and say, I'm good. I'm good with this day. I'm looking forward to this day. What's going to fill your cup? What's going to do that for you? Would it be a dance class? Would a music lesson do it? How about a daily walk? Maybe more time in nature, some peace, some serenity. Like, how can you bring those things into your life? Maybe it's more excitement. Maybe you have enough peace and serenity and you just want more excitement, but identify that. I want you to challenge yourself to get to know you in a different way. Okay, so this should be fun for you. This should be exciting. I mean, if you had the best of everything in life and someone gave you your ideal situation and asked you to choose whatever it is, what is it that you would you learn new about yourself? You have got to become more familiar with the real, authentic you. And in this way, learning yourself in a new way. This is going to take you a long way in developing those people who rely on you and your leadership capacity. Because once you can do this for yourself, you're going to allow them and guide them into doing that for themselves. I think you're going to love it. So spend some time with this, thinking about your plan A. What is it that you want more of? What is it that you want less of? Okay? Take good care of yourself.